The Food Dollar. Hello and welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, when you go grocery shopping, do you ever wonder just how much the farmer that produced that food product receives? There's no doubt that we've been seeing a big increase in food prices lately, but there's still very little percentage of that that goes back to the farm. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
With food prices this year expected to increase by the largest percentage in 20 years, more of us may be wondering where our food dollar's going. Agriculture Department economist Ephraim Liebtag says,
the largest amount of money that you're paying at retail goes towards the labor cost, the operating cost for the retailer itself. But in terms of the raw food ingredients, the farm value on average is about 20%. About 20% of every dollar go back towards the farm. But that is just an average. Some items, the farm value is as low as 5 or 6%. Other items, it might be as high as 40 or 45%. So for example, a loaf of bread, a lot of processing value added, stages in between from the farm to the grocery shelf, only about 5 or 6% of that is the raw food. While an item like a dozen eggs or perhaps a fresh meat product or beef product, their farm cost could be as high as 40 or 45%.
Liebtag says, yes, the prices for the raw farm commodities like wheat and soybeans are up a lot. That's contributing to food price inflation. But with energy prices up, the cost of every aspect of the food industry is up as well, from transportation to maintaining products in warehouses and stores. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, it was 1 week ago tonight that a new world grand champion, Tennessee Walking Horse, was named, and it was Santana's El Nino with trainer and rider Link Webb of Webb Stables in Lewisburg.
When they called it out, we couldn't believe it. I couldn't. I was just in shock for a few minutes, really, to tell you the truth. You know, to be the champion of the horse show, it's just, I can't really explain it. It's a heck of an honor to me to represent the breed.
Well, this was the first world grand champion for Link Webb and the 7-year-old Santana's El Nino, who's owned by Michael and Ann Jones of Lafayette, Georgia. The stallion bested the field of 8 to finish on top. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.